Hello, and welcome to the next edition of Count on CCB. CCB is a bank in our region with offices in Randolph, Salamanca, Springville, South Dayton, Dunkirk, and their main office in Little Valley. And their office in the immediate Jamestown area is in Lakewood at the intersection of Fairmont Avenue and Mall Boulevard. We've been talking about mortgages all this month on Count on CCB. And joining us again today is Lily Edwards, retail lending manager for the bank. Lily, welcome back one more time.
Thank you for having us, Dennis.
And making her first appearance this month, and I think maybe ever here on Count on CCB, is Casey Ryan, retail loan administrator. Casey, hello.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Well, and you're going to provide some important information for us in the next few minutes. We've been talking all this month about taking out a mortgage, the process at CCB, all the local service and real people that customers can interact with, and it's been so refreshing. So we've found our house, we've done the paperwork, we've got the mortgage, and it's closed. Lily, what do we do next?
Yeah, Dennis, I think you mentioned the local aspect of CCB, and that continues on through our servicing. So at CCB, we really pride ourselves on maintaining local servicing for the full life of the loans. So that means you're going to make your monthly payment. You can stop, make it directly at CCB. If you have any questions, you can just give a call right to one of our branches, and there'll be someone there to help you. Or you might even be speaking to Casey Ryan, who's here with us today. And we also will handle your escrow. So I know escrow can be kind of confusing. So if a customer has any questions, just feel free to give us a call and we'll have someone available to help. And I think this is something that I think really sets CCB apart. You see a lot of times with our customers, they come in, they've been trying to call their current servicer, they've been jumping through hoops, can't get a hold of anyone. While here at CCB, there's someone local available to assist with any questions you may have.
Casey, what is your role in all of this? Now, Lily mentioned escrow. Is that something that you help people with?
Yes, I am the main escrow servicer. I help customers when they get their escrow analysis in the mail, which is something that I'll touch base a little more in depth on. I help make sure that their payments are applied correctly. I do a lot of the back office stuff for the mortgages, so to say. So as I mentioned, we have the ability to escrow mortgages and home equity loans. The only product we don't escrow for is the home equity line of credit. We calculate the monthly payment by dividing each of the annual bills by 12 months, and that amount is then taken into the regular payment of principal and interest. Once the escrow account is established, that means the bank is now responsible to make that tax or insurance payment in a timely manner. We hold that money in an account specifically for that borrower until their payment is due. This money does earn interest as it sits in the account and it's applied to the escrow balance quarterly. As we all know, the amount of taxes as well as insurance can differ year to year. So that's why we send out the annual escrow analysis. This is mailed directly to the borrower and contains a projected statement for the upcoming year, the current year's actual escrow history, including the interest earned, and the previous year's history as well. Based on the amounts paid out, our system generates a new adjusted escrow payment that will be required for the next 12 months. We do understand that this can be confusing and are always available to help, as we also have many options for the customers if their escrow does increase.
Now, escrow is something that will go along with your mortgage in almost all circumstances, if you're buying a traditional mortgage or some of the other ones that we've talked about earlier in the month here. So people should get used to having this.
Yes, it is a great product.
What else can we say about this particular aspect of it? Is it because you really went through a litany of things that we need to know about with escrow. Is there anything you want to add at this point, Casey, before we talk about a few other things here?
The escrow is great because, like I said, it does take one less payment away from you. Sometimes you have your town and county taxes, your village taxes, school taxes, and homeowners insurance. So that's four bills that we're combining into one monthly payment for your mortgage, and then we handle the payouts from there.
And I want you to pick up a little bit on this, Lily, just with your experience and background at CCB in terms of how escrow works and if there are challenges that people run into from time to time, how you might help them.
Yeah, so I think sometimes we see maybe the taxes went up on the customer's property or maybe their insurance went up, something they weren't planning for, and that causes the payment to go up over that next 12-month period. But CCB, if they just give a call to our local servicing team, we can arrange for different options, whether it be making that lump sum right away so they don't have to worry about an increased monthly payment and budgeting for that. Or there's some different options we can work around to really make the impact less for the customer.
We are about out of time on this edition of Count on CCB, and we've been talking about mortgages all month long. So either Casey or Lily, maybe one thing we haven't done is talking about making those payments, which I guess you kind of have to do. So how many different options are there? How can people make their regular payments?
Yeah, so at CCB, we offer a wide range of different payment options for these customers. So internally, we can set up automatic payments from either a CCB account or an external bank account. So I know in previous episodes, we talked about technology at CCB, and we do have options for customers that are existing deposit customers to make their payments through an online transfer from either their checking or savings account. And they can really designate if that payment's going to be regular payment, principal only, which is nice. You know, along that same line, Casey touched on how we have home equity line of credits. So if a customer did have a HELOC and they wanted to make a principal advance during that 10-year interest-only draw period, they will have that option on their online banking as well to move those funds right into their checking or savings account. And then from there, they can spend the funds with either their CCB debit card, checks, anything like that. And just like always, we do have 7 local branches with local staff where you could directly make your payment in person as well.
Casey, is there any other aspect of this that you deal with regularly or problems or just things that you know about that you'd like to share with our listeners, whether they're getting their first house or their third or fourth, that might be valuable as we wrap this up for the month?
It doesn't matter which path you take to make your payments. It's crucial to contact your mortgage servicer immediately when a problem arises. This maximizes your options and gives you a better chance of remaining on good terms and ensuring your payment is satisfied as you had intended. Our team is great with tracking delinquent payments or misapplied payments and helping the borrower resolve any issues to the best of our ability.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Has been a wonderful month of introducing or reintroducing some ideas about mortgages. And the emphasis throughout all of these programs that we have done this month is to talk about the local service, the real people that you can interact with so that you can know the people who are servicing your loan and helping you through all of this. And that, I think, is something that we always need to emphasize for CCB because you are right here. And we are done for now. But thank you both very much. Count on CCB. We'll be back next week at the same time.